Kofina. Rashi says a shuftim is base yad, the handle. Kofina churusha b'roish hamara. The handle of a hammer is rafia, becomes soft from this. Reb Yosef Omer afilu sichta b'dafna. Rashi yeset shebedoif, and even the peg on the side of the wall also rafia. Rashi meshavya v'esmach mesachoyim v'rafa. From the heat, even the pegs in the wall also become soft, they go melt down. And Rav Acher by Yaakov Omar, hafilu kanya bekufta rafia. Kind of, because Rashi says, kona ha'orug bekfifa. We have the kona of the reeds that you made a basket from, you wove a basket out of it. Also, rafia means kumaya free, becomes soft. Because of this hot wind, this east wind, that's what causes all these things to happen. Hadron alecha kolaget. Now the Mishnah says like this. Hashalayach get liishtoy. If a husband sends a get to his wife with a shliach, v'hegia b'shliach, and then the husband runs after the shliach and meets the shliach, and we'll soon see, he tells the shliach, I don't want you to give the get anymore. Oy shesholach achrav shliach. Or else, not that the husband himself goes to meet that shliach that he sent, but instead he sends another shliach to tell the first shliach, I don't want to get it anymore. The Yomaloy, the husband says like this, get shenasati l'cho, the get that I gave you, botelhu. I want that get to be bottled. So either the husband met up with the first shliach, or else the husband sent a second shliach to tell the first shliach that the husband doesn't want to get anymore. He wants you to be bottled. So l'chor is ha-reze bottle, he has the right to do that. He has the right to be mevatel the get, since the get was not given over yet to his wife, so nothing was chal yet, so the husband has the right to stop the get, to say he doesn't want the get to go through. What about kidem etzel ishtoy? Let's say the husband went fast to his wife. Same case, he already sent the shliach to bring the get to his wife, and now the husband fast went to his wife. Oy shesholach etzlo shliach. Or else the husband sent the shliach to his wife. The omalo. And he told her like this, get sheshalachti l'cho botelhu, the get that I'm sending to you, yishno, I want to be mevatlit, so I don't receive it like yishno, I'm telling you right now, I'm being mevatlit, the get, I don't want the get to take place, has I raised that bottle, so he has a right to stop the get, as long as he told his wife before she received the get is bottle, and there's no gersha now. But what about in mishagia get liyoda? Let's say first the shliach gave the get over to his wife. The get came to the hand of the wife. Shuvein yochel avatli. Then the husband cannot stop the get anymore because the get took place already. It was chal. It's over already. As soon as the get goes, as soon as the get gets into her hand, she's megareshes. Good. Is a yochel avatli. Now, borishoin at the beginning, hoyoise bezdin. The beginning, first, it was such a takono that if the husband wanted to be mevatel the get, he sent the get to his wife. And he's afraid he won't be able to reach the shliach, so he used to go to Bezdin and tell Bezdin his problem. He would tell Bezdin, you should know, I've sent the shliach a get to my wife, I want to stop it. So Bezdin used to take it and said, okay, we'll stop the get. So Rashi's b'rishoino, v'hoye mevatle b'fnei shliach. We didn't need that the husband should go in front of the shliach himself, and not even in front of his wife. El b'mokim shorim, wherever he was standing, hoy mevatle b'fnei shloisha. As long as he said over to three people that you should know, I sent a get to my wife, and I want to be mevatel that get, that's okay, the husband had a right to do that. That's also a good way to be mevatel the get. But his hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, but later on Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, minat hakono, shelo yei oisim kein, you should not do like this. Mipnei tikkun olam, in order of a tikkun olam to keep the world alive. So Rashi says, shashliach, sheini yodei b'dava malicholo v'nissas boin. Because a lot of problems will come out. If good, the husband told the bezdin true, but the shliach now is giving the get to his wife, the shliach doesn't know about this, and the wife knows that she just received a get, so she'll get married tomorrow. And then they'll find out later that the get wasn't a good get, so the kids are mamzerim, she wasn't allowed to get married. So in order that this should not come about, Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that you cannot be mevatel the get if you're not in front of the shliach or in front of your wife. Like one of those two people have to know about it. Either you have to tell the shliach, I don't want you to give the get anymore, or else you have to tell your wife that the get that I'm sending you, I'm stopping, I don't want it to be a good get. And then nothing wrong will come out. The wife won't remarry. But if we're afraid, if he doesn't tell the shliach, he just goes in front of three people, makes a bezdin and tells them, I don't want your get to be a good get, there's a takana involved. We're afraid that maybe she'll remarry before she finds out, and she'll be a problem. It'll be a problem. Therefore, the rabban is takana, the get, he cannot stop the get. If he doesn't tell the shlicha, tell her, the get is still a get. We'll see exactly all this in the Gemara more. All right, turn over. The Gemara says like this. Gemara says, Hegiya loiketoni. So Rashi says, Hegiya would be mashma, sherod of achra vesigoy. Hegiya would be mashma, the husband is running after the shliach, and then he meets up to the shliach, but that does not say, Hegiya loiketoni, ela hegiya. What does that mean? Vafilu mamelo. Mashma, even if the husband was not running after the shliach, just it happened to be that he bumped into the shliach, that's also good. Rashi says, Vafilu mamelo. That's time the shliach went to sleep on the road, and the husband had to pass by that road. The road, and he happened to bump into, meet into the shliach, and he tells the shliach, you should know, the afilu achi bottle. Still, it's good. The husband has a right to be mevatel the shliach. For lo yamrin and the chiddush is, we do not say letzurei hudu kamechaven. We should not say that really the husband wants to get to be a good get. Really, he wants to get to Michal. Just why is he telling the shliach now, I don't want you to give it over? He just wants to be mitzayim of his wife, to give his wife pain. And in other words, that's why he didn't run after him. Because really, he doesn't want to stop the get. Just now that he bumps into the shliach, he's only telling him this to give pain to his wife. But maybe really the get is a good get. That's the chiddush, no, kamash mula, no. That even though the husband is not running after him, he just, or after the shliach, He just meets into with the shliach. That alone is a good bitl haget. If he tells the shliach, I don't want it anymore, that's called a good bitl haget. And Rashi says, "V'lo yamrinu." We do not say ein bedaita levatla. It's not really in his mind to be mevatla get. El letzara bialma, just to give her in pain. Chodesh shachadosh from a month or two. Shimhoye bedaita levatla. Because if he really wanted to stop the get, he should have run after the shliach. So that's why we don't say, we say no. That Lamaisa, whenever the husband meets up with the shliach, and he tells him, I don't want to get anymore, the get is bottle. Then the Mishnah says, Oy shesholach achrav shliach. Or else if the husband sends another shliach, a second shliach, to meet up with the first one, to tell him, the husband does not want to get. So Gemara says, Lomeli, what do I need this chiddush for? Pshita, of course. So Gemara says, no. Ma'adotem, I would have thought to say, lo yalima shlichusay de basrom, mishlichusay de kamad levatlay. I would have thought to say, maybe the second shliach is not any stronger than the first one. Notice what went on here. First, the husband sent Reuven to be a shliach to give the get to his wife. Then the husband sends Shimon to stop the first shliach. So I would have thought to say, maybe the second shliach Shimon does not have the power to break the first shlichus. Because why is Shimon any better than Reuven? They're both the shliach from the husband. So maybe the second one does not have a power to break the first shlichus. Kamashma, that's the chiddush, yes, he could. And Rashi says, I would have thought to say the first one maybe could say to the second one, you're not stronger than me, so you can't stop me from giving the get. Kamash Mulan, yes, that the pshat is the only reason why the first one has the right to give the get is because the husband wants it. There's like still the tzivu of the Baal wants. His rotzen is that the get should be given to his wife. But as soon as the husband's rotzen changes, he tells the second shliach, I don't want the get to be given anymore, and I want you to tell it over to the first one. The second one has the right to tell to the first one to stop the first one. He doesn't have the power to give the get anymore. Then the Mishnah says, Kodemu Eitzel Ishtoi. Let's say the husband himself runs to his wife and tells her that the get you're going to get is nothing. So the Gemara asks also, Lomeli, what do I need it for? Like Shita. The husband has a right to stop the get. So the Gemara says, not the time I would have thought to say, Ki lo yarminin litzura kamechavein. When do I say the husband does not mean it to put her in pain, but he really means to stop the get? Hani minin lishliach. When he tells his own shliach.
But if the husband goes to his wife to tell his wife, "This get I'm sending you, I don't want to be a good get," I would have thought to sell like this, that for sure that get really is still a good get. Why did the husband tell his wife, "I don't want to get to be a good get"? Stalin, he wants to put her into more pain, he wants to give her a hard time. She shouldn't even feel as if she really has the get. But really, really, the husband still wants to give her a get. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, not like this. That no, when the husband meets up or goes to his wife and tells her that the get that I'm sending you is batel, don't expect, it's nothing, he means it. And the husband means to be mevatel the get, that the get is nothing now. The get has no right to be given over. Then the Mishnah says, the last case is, Oishe sholach etzlo shliach. Or else if the husband sends the shliach to his wife to inform his wife that the get coming is nothing, he doesn't mean it anymore. So again, the Gemara is lomeli. What do I need this chiddush for? Again, mal the time I would have thought to say, in Yehud loy torach adaita litzurei. True. The husband himself would not bother himself to go to his wife just to give her pain. So if the husband himself goes to his wife and tells, "I don't want to get to be a good get," then we believe him. And then taka the get is bottom. Avol, but in this last case, shliach, when the husband only sends a shliach to his wife, tlayich beslay, doesn't bother him, ki torech vada litzura kamechavin. So maybe here, like the husband is not doing any bother, so for sure all the husband